Good afternoon, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jewelers. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. Federal officials say 9 people have been taken into custody during an immigration enforcement operation in Saginaw Township last month, have since left the country. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested the 9 individuals on July 25th. DHS says all 9 later accepted voluntary departure and have now been removed from the country. The individuals had been working on a fiber optic cable installation project in Saginaw Township when ICE made the arrests. The enforcement action drew public attention and prompted several protests in Saginaw County. DHS has previously said the federal government is offering some people who are in the country without legal authorization, financial assistance, and a flight if they voluntarily leave the United States. Federal officials say voluntary departure can provide a potential path for individuals to seek legal entry into the country in the future. And Michigan residents are being warned about a phone scam in which callers claim thousands of dollars in unemployment benefits are waiting, but demand a fee before the money can be released. The Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency says one resident received a call from someone claiming to be a UIA human resources manager. The caller said the person was owed about $4,000 but would first have to pay a $105 fee. Similar calls have been reported in other states. Federal officials have also warned of scams using artificial intelligence to impersonate unemployment agencies and collect personal information. Michigan's UIA says residents should not provide personal information, send money, or click links received through unexpected calls, texts, or emails. The agency also says it does not randomly text claimants or employers. Anyone questioning whether a communication is legitimate can contact UIA directly at 1-866-500-0017. Again, it's 1-866-500-0017. People with current or previous claims can also check correspondence through their secure MyWAM account. Suspected unemployment fraud or identity theft can be reported through the Michigan UIA website. And Michigan deer hunters will have some new rules to follow this fall, including changes involving firearms, antlerless licenses, and a new way to tag harvested deer. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources said the limited firearms deer zone has been eliminated. Beginning September 12th, hunters can use all legal firearms throughout the Lower Peninsula. The early antlerless firearm season also moves to September 12th and 13th, putting it on the same weekend as the Liberty Hunt. Other changes include new limits on the use of universal antlerless licenses. Those restrictions will vary by deer management unit in the Upper Peninsula and by county in the Lower Peninsula. The previous drawing for UP antlerless access permits has also been eliminated. Several seasons' dates are changing. The UP muzzleloader season and Lower Peninsula December firearm season will each run for 3 days, December 4th through December 6th. The late antlerless firearm season in eligible Lower Peninsula areas will then begin December 7th and continue through New Year's Day. Senior hunters in the Upper Peninsula are also getting expanded crossbow opportunities. Beginning September 12th, qualifying resident seniors may use crossbows during the late archery season. Another major change for 2026 is optional digital deer tagging. Hunters can purchase and use digital kill tags through the Michigan DNR Hunt Fish app, including in areas without cellular service. Traditional paper tags will remain available. Regardless of which tagging method is used, successful hunters are still required to report a harvested deer within 72 hours or before transferring possession of the animal, whichever comes first. The DNR is encouraging hunters to review regulations for the specific area they plan to hunt before heading into the field. When we come back from this Mackenzie Jewelers sponsor message, we'll continue with your national news.
Brighten up your style and receive a free bracelet from Pandora at Mackenzie Jewelers at the north side of Bad Axe. Shop Mackenzie Jewelers' vast Pandora collection. Spend $135 or more on Pandora jewelry and receive a free bracelet up to $100 value. Unlock even more choices when you spend $250 or more in Pandora jewelry and receive a free Pandora bracelet up to $180 value. Offers valid now through Tuesday, September 8th. This is a great time to purchase Pandora for gift giving for the special ones on your list, or treat yourself and add more Pandora to your jewelry collection. Mackenzie Jewelers is located in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe. Free bracelet with qualifying purchase available August 20th through September 8th, while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See Mackenzie Jewelers for details.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Wall Street stumbles as higher Treasury yields weigh on equities. U.S. financial markets suffered a widespread retreat on Thursday, driven higher by climbing Treasury yields and lower than expected corporate retail earnings. Equity indexes dropped into the red as major retail bellwether Walmart posted quarterly guidance that sparked broader concerns over consumer spending resilience amid stubborn inflation. Market analysts noted that surging crude oil prices added further pressure to investor sentiment, stoking fears that the Federal Reserve may be forced to keep interest rates elevated for longer. Institutional investors cycled heavily out of tech and retail equities into cash equivalent safe havens throughout the session. In other national news, U.S. national debt crosses historic $40 trillion mark. Data released by the Treasury Department confirmed that the United States national debt officially surpassed $40 trillion for the first time in history. Driven by high government spending, rising entitlement costs, and compounding interest payments on outstanding debt, the milestone reflects growing budgetary friction in Washington. Economists caution that elevated debt servicing costs continue to place upward pressure on Treasury yields, adding a headwind to long-term economic planning. Lawmakers face renewed pressures to address fiscal deficits as upcoming budget deadlines approach, with fiscal conservatives demanding immediate spending cuts while opposing factions push for revenue-raising tax measures. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with your international news.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayanna. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news. The United States imposes massive economic sanctions targeting Iran. The U.S. Treasury Department announced sweeping economic measures aimed at shutting down foreign trade and financial transactions with Iran. Administration officials designated the economic sanctions as one of the most intense pressure campaigns in history, explicitly aiming to cripple Tehran's economic lifelines without engaging in full-scale military actions. In response, Iranian diplomatic officials dismissed the economic campaign as a distraction from internal domestic issues and vowed that trade operations would adapt. Meanwhile, global energy markets reacted nervously, with crude oil futures spiking amid fears of supply interruptions across major Middle Eastern trade routes. In other international news, European powers urge halt to West Bank settlement expansion plans. Diplomats from the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and Italy issue a joint declaration calling on the Israeli government to immediately halt plans for structural settlement expansion in the occupied West Bank. The European coalition warned that construction tenders in sensitive sectors, particularly in the E1 zone, directly jeopardize long-term peace prospects and violate international legal frameworks. Palestinian Authority officials echoed the European statement, urging international commercial contractors to boycott upcoming construction bids. The Israeli government maintained that land management decisions remain within its sovereign jurisdiction, despite mounting diplomatic pressure from allied nations. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with your obituaries.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have no obituaries to report at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jewelers. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe.